This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfirm.
Who?
It's me, I'm back.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Hey, welcome back.
Thanks, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's nice to have a familiar voice back with us again. I appreciate LaVon stepping in for a while, for a few weeks there, and taking care of business. Everybody's healthy?
Well, yes.
Everybody's happy?
Yes.
What do you mean, well, yes?
First day back, my son got a call that Wyatt had hit his head and had a little gash and thought maybe he needs stitches, so not completely healthy.
Ah, rub a little dirt on it. He'll be fine.
It was a little glue and some bandages, and he was good to go.
His first day back to work, and all of a sudden you get the emergency calls.
Like, you kidding me? No.
Well, welcome to parenthood.
Yeah, exactly.
The little girl doing fine, Brianna.
Yeah, she's doing very good. Sleeps through the night. And
getting bigger.
Yeah, she's a chunkers. Even like her wrists are just pudgy. It's cute though.
She'll grow out of that. She'll grow out of that. Are you getting used to it? Was it that big a deal for you? You know, the first one's usually the most difficult one because it's a complete lifestyle change.
Oh, definitely.
Was it very difficult to add a second child to the household so far?
No, it really hasn't. I mean, everything is, I think, just, it was only about 2 years ago that I had Wyatt, so everything's still a little fresh yet, and I don't know, just kind of get back right into the routine, and you're not as paranoid and worried as every little thing. You kind of tend to let them cry a little longer, see if they'll soothe themselves back to sleep, and you don't jump at every little noise.
Experience.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Has your husband noticed that there's another child around the house yet?
He's noticed, maybe not at night, but
that's mom's job.
That's my duties. Yes.
Mom does have to go to work tomorrow too, you know.
Yes, luckily she's sleeping through the night, or at least waits till 4:30 or so.
It's amazing how you can adapt. The body can adapt to almost anything. You know, three, 4 hours sleep. Hey, you get used to it for a while.
You do.
It's just the way it is. You can't get good sleep. Even when you get a chance to lay down for a while, something happens.
Yeah.
And away you go.
Then it's the other one.
Yeah. But you know what? Enjoy it. Because you're going to wake up one day and they're going to be like 25 years old and gone. And, so many people always sit and live their lives looking ahead to things, you know. When you're a little kid, I can't wait till I can drive a car, and I can't wait till I'm an adult and I can make my own money and make my own decisions, and I can't wait to do this and do that. And
it's not that fun.
No, not so much, and you never get to make your own decisions.
Yeah.
There's this government thing out there that seems to make a lot of them for us, but it's funny. We always look ahead. We're always looking ahead to one day I'll do this, one day I'll do, even when you get into the work world. I can't wait till I retire. Well, we always seem to push everything back. We're just constantly looking. We don't enjoy what we have in front of us right now as much as we probably should. And, we tend to think of the good old days when we get a little bit older as being great old days. Well, they might not have been all that good because we forget about some of the tough things.
Yeah.
It's great when you're young.
At the time, it might not be good, but when you look back.
Yeah, it's great when you're young and physically you can do a lot of things and you have a little more freedom to do some things before you get encumbered by things like debt, house payments and things. And a lot of outside forces start to dictate your lives. But, you got to sit back and enjoy some of the stuff. Now, I know it's never fun when they start crying at 2, 3 in the morning, but, you're going to miss that someday.
Yeah, you miss the alone time you have with them.
And then everything starts to change. And
they don't want to do anything with you.
Yeah. They're always a handful, just in a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're a handful because they need so much attention. Mm-hmm. Later on, they'll be a handful because they keep asking you questions all the time. Or
why is this? Why is that? Yeah.
And then they're a handful because you've got to do all these things for them at school and stuff. And then all of a sudden, they're a handful because they're saying, hey, Dad, Mom, I want to get married. Can you guys pay for it? I want to go to college. Can you pay for it?
Yeah, I definitely need to win the lotto sometime soon.
I need a car. I need this. Yeah. It's always something.
It's always something. Yeah.
Just don't look past what you have. Have fun now. It's a good time. Good time to be, times to enjoy and memories. And fortunately, I know you. You take a lot of pictures.
I do.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Too many people didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah. It's different, though. I'm anxious to see how that's going to be years from now, or maybe I'll be gone by then, but if I want to look back to my childhood, my mom and dad can pull out the photo albums.
Right.
And you see all the old photos, some of them in black and white, believe it or not. all the old photos and stuff when we were growing up and stuff. What does Stacy do 25 years from now when she wants to show Wyatt's new wife his birthday or his child's photos and stuff? Do you have to pull out a CD and pop it into a computer?
You do. Yeah, I am terrible at getting them developed because I take so many.
I know.
and it gets expensive, so it's, easier and cheaper just to put them on a CD. And, you know, if I need something for here and there, then I can just pull it out and then print, you know, the individual one off if I want.
Sure,
they're all on CD.
I wondered how that's going to change the way things are done. And so many people, you know.
And with, especially cell phones now.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. With camera phones now, so many people just snap photos with their phones. Do you do anything with them after that? I mean, a lot of people, I think, just they have them on their phones, and that's just it. They never go anywhere. They never get saved permanently.
I haven't yet. My husband has for some things, but so I know, I mean, it's obviously possible. I think the SD card or something for my phone yet, but.
Right. Of course, so many people.
Another expense, you know.
So many people use Facebook as their photo album.
Oh, I definitely do that too, yeah.
But Facebook probably ain't going to be around too
forever,
much
no.
longer. No, you know, everything changes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, boy, everybody had to be on Twitter online a few years ago, and now Twitter's, you know, there are a lot of people that couldn't care less about that anymore.
Didn't start it, don't care about it, so that's fine with me.
They're on other things, like whatever that stuff is.
Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
I can't remember.
Another photo thing, really. That,
is it?
Yeah.
See, I don't do that. I mean, I have a Facebook account, which I never, ever post anything on. People wonder if I'm even still alive.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel comfortable posting things on there. I'm afraid something's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah.
Or somebody's going to take some piece of information, use it against you.
Use it differently,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust people out there like that. To me, that'd be like hanging your dirty laundry out on the front porch. I don't think that's really where it belongs.
Yeah, Instagram to me is basically just Facebook with pictures only.
Yeah,
you know, but people can still comment on them. And,
oh, sure. It's a different
Another
world.
Hassle.
And it's going to be interesting. Think about it now. When your kids are old enough, you know, 30 years from now, when your kids are your age.
They're not going to know what pictures probably are.
What are
honestly.
They? Yeah. What will they be doing to memorialize their young ones? I mean, will they still be taking pictures? Will there be holograms? I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, it's only limited, I guess, to your imagination because when you think of when you were a child, you'd have never guessed all this stuff was going to be around.
No, you had the actual film and you had to look through the actual view, you know, like the viewfinder or whatever that's called, and take your picture. You can't just look at your screen on a computer, on your phone, or even your camera. And
phones had cords attached to them.
Cell phone. What is that?
What is that?
I mean, when you had a walkie-talkie to play with, you know, that was pretty high class.
So a different one. But anyway, keep taking pictures. Keep making memories.
Yeah.
That's the good part about it. Hey, speaking of cell phones and stuff, too, I noticed here, I had a chance to visit with Steph and Ashley Friend this last week. They stopped out, and they were, their 4-H Club, the Washington GEM 4-H Club here in the county, is looking to, they're doing a fundraiser right now. They want to buy a cell phone booster for the community building at the 4-H grounds, Cass County Community Building. If you've ever been there, and odds are you have. I mean, most everybody that lives around these parts will have been there by now for something, or even on the fairgrounds for that matter. It's a black hole for cell phone coverage. I mean, you can't, it's hard to get phone calls to stay there. It's hard to get any kind of internet connectivity there, wireless internet connect. Oh, it's very difficult. I don't know why.
That's strange,
It's like there's this big iron bubble over the place, and you just can't get anything. So it's really difficult. So they identified that as a project that they wanted to go after because it's kind of frustrating when you can't do those things. So, you know, anybody who uses the facility for meetings or parties or weddings or anything like that would like to donate. They're talking about like $1,500 is what it would cost to get this type of cell phone booster. They're not talking about an off-the-shelf at the big box store type thing. They're talking about a high-powered one that'll work very well for folks. So if you can help them out, just send those donations to, Lynette Friend is collecting those at 63362 570th Street in Lewis, Iowa, 51544. Just make the checks out to Washington GEM 4-H. Anything. It's not a huge fundraiser. They're raising $1,500. So if a lot of people give a little, they'll get there real fast. But they've asked other 4-H clubs to donate, and they are asking other businesses and some different folks around the area if they would like to help out too. So if you would, they'd sure appreciate it because it's a project that they think will benefit everybody.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, so they're trying to get after some things themselves there. All right. Well, with all those things out of the way here, we have a lot of things going on here.
Yeah.
We are in the part of the year where there are so many events and activities happening.
Yes, especially I like all the dinners and soup suppers.
Oh, it smells good stuff. Everywhere you go these days. What you have over on your list?
All right. Well, let's start with the breakfast. Knights of Columbus of Adair and Anita Pancake Breakfast. That's going to be held on November 10th from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. That's at St. John's Catholic Church Hall in Adair. It's a free will offering, and the public is invited to attend. Again, that's the Knights of Columbus of Adair and Anita, their pancake breakfast on November 10th from 7:30 to 10:30, and that will be held at St. John's Catholic Church Hall in Adair. Over in Messina, the annual Messina Methodist Dinner Bazaar is on November 10th at the church. The dinner will feature pork loin with dressing and also beef and noodles with all the trimmings. They're serving from 11 to 1, and this year that's going to be a free will offering. They'll also have a bake sale that's at 10:30, and a bazaar auction will begin at 1:30. They do have carryouts available. You can call 779-2270. It's the annual Messina Methodist Dinner and Bazaar on November 10th at the church, and that's from 11 to 1. Then at 1:30 is the auction. Exira Mason's Veterans Day Breakfast, that's also on November 10th from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, and French toast. It's all you can eat for your free will donation, and proceeds from that will go to the Brayton, Exira, and Elkhorn American Legion Post. Again, that's the Exira Mason's Veterans Day Breakfast on November 10th from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. The Cam High School Vocal, they're presenting Who Wants to Be a Musical Millionaire? It will be performed at the Cam High School in Anita at 7 p.m. on November 10th. Tickets are just $6 ahead of time, or they're $7 at the door. And you can get your tickets available in all the school offices and help come support the Cam Music Department. Again, that's Who Wants to Be a Musical Millionaire at the Cam High School in Anita at 7 on November 10th. The Grisold Community High School, they're presenting Oklahoma. They're performing that on Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m., and then again on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m., and that's at the Grisold High School Auditorium. Tickets are $7, and they're on sale now, and you can get those at the Grisold High School office. That's Oklahoma, performed by the Grisold Community High School at the school on Sunday, November 10th at 2, and then November 16th at 7, and November 17th at 2. The Audubon Band Boosters Harvest Brunch will be held on November 10th. That's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's in the Audubon High School cafeteria. The 30th Annual Patty Hannon Concert, that's going to be held on November 10th. It's at 2. That will be held at the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic. The concert will feature Guy Summers, family, and friends. And they'll perform a variety of favorites from classical, jazz, movie themes, and easy listening music. Admission is free, and they'll have some refreshments that will be served after the concert in Fellowship Hall. Again, that's the 30th Annual Patty Hannon Concert on November 10th at 2, and that's at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Atlantic Trees Forever Meeting, that's going to be held on November 11th at 7 p.m. It's in the meeting room at Boulders Inn and Suites in Atlantic. Just a quick note, the Atlantic Public Library will be closed on Veterans Day, and also the Atlantic City Clerk's Office will be closed on Veterans Day. The Grisold Community School District Veterans Day program, that's at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is World War II Navy veteran Clarence Fundeller. Of Greenfield, who will share his experience of being in the USS Maryland when Japanese planes attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Fellowship time will follow presentation in the cafeteria at the dessert bar, and the program is open to the public. The Shelby American Legion and Auxiliary Veterans Day Soup Supper, that's from 5 to 7:30 in the Shelby Community Building. They will serve chicken noodle and vegetable beef soup, tossed salad, various desserts, coffee and milk. They do have carryout meals available. And residents of Shelby and the surrounding communities are invited to attend the fundraiser. Veterans will be their guests and are invited to eat free of charge. And proceeds will help the Legion send a junior boy to Boy State in 2014. Again, that's the Shelby American Legion and Auxiliary Veterans Day Soup Supper on November 11th from 5 to 7:30. And that's at the Shelby Community Building. There's a Red Cross blood drive coming up in Harlan. That's from 11 to 5:30 on November 12th. You can also call the number to set up an appointment. It's just 1-800-RED-CROSS. The CAM 8th grade class will be honoring all veterans at 1:30 in the middle school gym located in Messina on November 12th. The program is a non-traditional program, and it was created by the 8th grade science classes, so it's presented from their point of view. They invite all veterans and their families and community members to join in celebrating the freedoms that we have today because of those who have served our country. Again, that's the CAM 8th grade class honoring all veterans at 1:30 in the middle school gym in Messina, and that's on November 12th. Red Cross Blood Drive in Villisca will be held on November 13th from noon to 6, and that's at the Villisca Community Center. And then on November 14th is another Red Cross Blood Drive that's here in Atlantic at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center, and that will be held from noon to 6. You can call Fred or Becky Hunt at 243 5777 to set up an appointment. St. John's United Church of Christ, which is located 1 mile south of Lyman on Highway 71, they invite you to their 10th annual Holiday Festival of Tables and Trees. That's on Saturday, November 16th, and it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can view dozens of decorated trees, table settings, and nativity scenes. Just $5, and it also includes some holiday refreshments. A salad luncheon will be served from 11 to 1, and that is for an additional $5, and they also have a bake sale going on all day. That's St. John's United Church of Christ Table of Festival and Trees. That's on Saturday, November 7th, or 16th from 9 to 3. A benefit for Glenn McGill will be held from 5 to 8 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic on November 16th. Glenn has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and a meal will be provided for a free will donation. You can get raffle tickets for $1 each or 6 for $5, and they are available at Napa, Ed's Lawn Equipment, and at the benefit. The raffle items include a string trimmer, a TV, and an iPad. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're having a birdhouse workshop that's at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina at 1 p.m., and all ages are welcome. You'll learn about making birdhouses, and you may can take a birdhouse home for a suggested donation. It's fun for all ages. Children must be accompanied by an adult. A suggested donation for the house is $5, and a kestrel house is $8. You can just pre-register for that if you'd like to join them by November 13th. By calling 769-2372. Again, that's the Cass County Conservation Board, their birdhouse workshop, and that's at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina at 1 p.m. on November 16th.
All right, very good. I have a few other things going on around the area, too, starting with this weekend yet. The Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale is this Sunday, November 10th at the Adair Community Center. That'll be from 11 a.m. They'll start serving, and then the auction is at 1. They'll have a Windsor chop, baked potato, vegetable, salad bar, and pie for dinner. $9 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. Preschoolers are free, and carryouts will be available as well. Just call the community center phone. Also, Walnut Peace United Church of Christ is having its annual fall roast beef dinner this Sunday, November 10th, serving at 11:30 a.m. up until 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ. They're at 404 North Street in Walnut. The cost for the meal is $8 for adults, $3 for children 6 to 10, and 5 and under can eat free. They're serving roast beef dinner with homemade pie as well. Sounds like a good, hearty meal. Also this weekend, St. Mary's Fall Festival will be held at the Church Hall. That's the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. That's from 9:30 until 3 this Sunday. It's a craft and vendor fair. They'll have homemade chili and chicken noodle soups plus sandwiches and desserts served all day or until they're gone. 50 cents is the admission price. They'll have hourly door prizes, random surprise drawings. They'll have crafters and vendors there selling all their wares as well. That's at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth this Sunday, November 10th. Also this Sunday, at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Harlan, they are going to be celebrating the veterans with a veterans breakfast. This Sunday, November 10th, 7 a.m. until noon. It's just a free will donation breakfast of scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy, toast, bacon, milk, orange juice, coffee, and it'll have a bake sale there as well, so everybody can come out and honor the veterans on that day. Speaking of veterans, of course, Monday is Veterans Day, and so the American Legion Post number 210 will hold a Veterans Day supper this Monday, November 11th at the Legion Hall. Veterans and their families are invited to gather at the Legion Hall at 6 p.m. The meal begins at 6:30, and the meal will be provided by the Oneida Legion and Auxiliary. A short program will follow the meal as well, and they'll have flags dedicated for the year. Also, some other activities coming up here very soon. Coming up this Tuesday, November 12th, the Oneida Public Library will host this year's All Cass County Reads event, as author Dwayne Auker will be present from 7 to 8 p.m. promoting his newest book project, which is entitled From Troublesome Creek, as well as a few pointers about book publishing in general. The library has available two at a time, along with From Troublesome Creek, to loan out to the public. They'll have refreshments served as well during that time. So if you'd like to stop by, they'd love to have you. Also coming up this week on Friday, November 15th, the Messina Baptist Church will have their annual harvest supper at 6 o'clock at the church. There'll be a short program after the meal. Now, this is a free Thanksgiving supper for the whole family, so they do hope folks will come out and join them. Also on Sunday, November 17th, the Adair Casey Junior class will hold its spaghetti supper. That meal includes spaghetti, garlic bread, salad, and a drink. $10 for adults, $6 for kids 10 and under. And that'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. held at the Happy Chef in Adair. Now you can purchase your tickets in advance from a junior class member, or you can get them at the door. The junior class will be serving the meal. Again, that's on Sunday, November 17th. Also coming up on Friday, November 22nd, the Elkhorn Optimist Danish Inn Chicken Supper and Family Fun Night will be held. And that'll be, again, on Friday, November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. $10 for adults, $7 for kids 6 to 12. Kids 5 and under are free. Carryouts will be available. There'll be games for kids from 6:30 to 8, fishing, basketball shooting, bingo, a cakewalk, and more, with the proceeds going to the Exira EHK Youth Programs. Also, a few other non-food events coming up here very soon. The counseling staff at Atlantic High School will host the financial aid planning meeting for seniors and their parents this Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium. They'll have a representative of the College Planning Center there, and they'll talk about all kinds of stuff that's really important, so you might want to be there. Really important and sometimes really confusing, so it might be a good idea to be there. Also coming up a little further down the road, get this on your radar, coming up on November 30th at 7 p.m., the Elkhorn Lutheran Church will present the Yule Fest concert. It'll feature classical and contemporary Christmas music performed by local musicians. They'll follow with lunch and dancing around the Christmas tree, and a free will offering will help to support the Pipe Organ Fund. That's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. We'll tell you more about that as we get a little bit closer, too. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We will be back with more for you here on our program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Okay, time to get back to work again now that we've made a couple of dollars. You got some birthdays for us?
I do. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Roma Jensen. She's celebrating her 95th birthday on November 12th. Her family invites friends in the area to join on the celebration by taking part in a card shower. You can send her a card to Roma Jensen, P.O. Box 505 in Avoca, 51521. Again, that's P.O. Box 505 in Avoca, 51521. So happy birthday to Roma Jensen, celebrating her 95th birthday on November 12th. An open house is planned for Adeline Maxwell of Harlan, celebrating her 90th birthday. They're having a celebration hosted by her family on November 16th from 2 to 4 at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. You can send her a card to 1411 College Boulevard in Harlan, 51537. Again, that's 1411 College Boulevard, Harlan, 51537. Adeline has 11 grandchildren and 21 great-grandchildren, and they do ask for no gifts, please. So happy 90th birthday to Adeline Maxwell, celebrating her birthday with that celebration on November 16th from 2 to 4 at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Mary Ann Mathiason, celebrating her birthday on November 11th. Over at the Friendship Home, we just have one more birthday. Happy birthday to Evelyn May, celebrating her birthday on November 13th.
Oh, very good. A lot of birthdays there. I should probably throw in a happy birthday to my wife this weekend, too.
You probably should.
Saturday, the 9th, November 9th is her birthday. It doesn't end in a zero. Doesn't even end in a five. Yet.
Yet, uh-oh.
That's not too far away yet, though. I don't have any anniversaries to share with you here this week, and we don't have any new babies to tell you about either. So, you know, if you do have any birthdays of note or anniversaries that you'd like to note for us, or births that you'd like to crow about, then make sure you just send those in to us. We don't have a lot of different avenues like we used to get those things, so we depend on you. So if you would like us to share that with folks, send it to us here at KJAN. Send it to This Is Your Nishna Valley, and it Post Office Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. You can fax it to us if you'd like, 712-243-3937, as long as the boss doesn't mind. You can email it to us. Just send it to Stacy. Send it to KJAN Desk, D-E-S-K, at METC.net. And also, if you want to, you just drop by our offices during regular business hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. We appreciate that. We enjoy sharing that with folks. As I said before, it's a lot easier for us to do it. We have microphones and amplifiers and stuff than it is for you to scream from your porch. We get to a lot more people than you do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking for, we're getting to the gift-giving season now. So if you're looking for the perfect gift for someone, I suppose everybody has their own way of figuring out exactly what the perfect gift would be and what you think they might like.
Mm-hmm.
But from the folks that brought us all kinds of bacon-flavored products, J&D's World Delicious Foods, J&D's Foods, you know, they started out with bacon salt. It was salt that had bacon flavoring to it. They do have some other stuff, too, but primarily their focus has been bacon over time. They came up with bacon rub, Bacon-A's, which is mayonnaise-flavored bacon. Well, you know, if you're going to have a bacon, a BLT, it sounds like it's good. They make a bacon pop. They make bacon ranch. They make bacon gravy. Bacon croutons, which actually sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They make bacon lube. They make bacon lip balm. They make bacon soda. They make bacon baby. They make bacon air.
What?
I don't remember what that is. It's not listed here. I think it's a product that makes your baby smell like bacon.
Mm, lovely.
Because you'd like the dog to be licking the baby all day. But they also make what they call envelopes.
Oh, so when you look at them, you get bacon?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Might as well make them taste good.
Yeah.
And they also make bacon coffins.
What?
And yes, it is what you think it is.
Like in the shape of a bacon?
No.
Strip?
No. It's a coffin that smells like bacon. So for all eternity, you'll get to smell bacon.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big love for bacon.
They make a lot of bacon stuff. They do other things, too. I mean, they've done, like, ketchup salt. Cajun-A's, which is kind of a Cajun-flavored mayonnaise. They make sriracha-flavored popcorn. Sriracha is kind of a spicy
type. Spicy,
They make tomato basil croutons, blue cheese croutons. They make sriracha lip balm. I'd want my lips to be burning all day, but they do lots of different things. This year, they came out with a couple of new products that they're particularly proud of. One of them is the sriracha flavor. It's candy canes. Sriracha-flavored candy canes. They say you can warm up your taste buds this year with these products. The savior of bland food is now a fiery candy cane. So it's great for tricking your unsuspecting friends or your children or enjoying a tasty treat.
Yeah.
Sriracha-flavored candy canes. Can you imagine the shock on someone's face when they're expecting that minty kind of peppermint flavor, and instead they get, whoa!
Yeah, well, especially the kids, but they'll teach them to eat them off the Christmas tree, I guess.
I guess. Leave them alone. You can get them online. But the product that they're really proud of this year, it's called Power Bacon. It's deodorant.
Oh, my God.
Because doesn't everyone want to smell like bacon?
Well, yeah.
They say, hey, look at it this way. You sweat like a pig. Oh. You might as well smell like bacon.
That's clever.
Huh? It's a Power Bacon. I'm going to read this for you. It says, it's the meaty, fresh evolution of J&D's meat-flavored and scented healthy and beauty products division. Designed specifically for people with active lifestyles, Power Bacon provides 24 hours of bacon scent. For all-day meat-scented protection, apply liberally to underarms.
Can you imagine being close to somebody and be like, just smelling them all the time?
It would be kind of fun one day to do that, just to kind of look around, especially if you worked in like an office building where you were in an elevator or something.
Right.
Cramped quarters, just to see what they say. It comes in stick form. It's a roll-on type thing, but it comes in stick form. It's expensive. It's $10 a stick, $9.99. But they say that common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it most never use it. So be smart. And buy the bacon lover in your life a stick of Power Bacon this holiday season. What do you think?
It's a subtle way to tell them they need to use it.
How bad does one have to smell before you tell them you need to cover that up with the smell of bacon,
buddy?
Because it's really bad. It's really bad. How long have you been out in the woods?
Gross.
So what do you think? Is that...
That's not for me.
Pushing the line, or is it a good idea?
I don't know if it's pushing the line. It's clever.
It is clever.
I wouldn't buy it, but
I don't know too many people who don't like bacon, or at least the smell of it.
Yeah.
So, I have not tried.
I think it'd make you hungry all day, wouldn't
it? I know.
It?
I've not tried any of the products yet. I've done some interviews with these folks in the past, but I've not tried any of the products yet. But
they have popcorn too, don't they?
They do.
I think that might have to be a purchase I make pretty soon.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's you know, you can get different flavored potato chips and things. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, why not other things flavored in bacon? There you go. All right. Well, anyway, have fun. That's all the time we have. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.